Greg.
Ken, is a fair bit in this about whether last time team they had the team you had. What are you factoring into selection? How are you going about that, your final?
Oh, no, we're picking best team available. That's what we're trying to do, and that's what we will do. So that will be a positive thing. Last time's too long ago to worry about. That means absolutely nothing. You know, yeah, I'm sure the Giants will have some confidence about the way they played, but you know, we know what the footy season's like. Last Saturday can be different to this Saturday, let alone 12 weeks ago, whatever it was.
Conditions, what about the conditions? What do they make you think, particularly when that forecast is far from encouraging for clean footy?
You're not sure whether to trust the forecast. So I look at it and say, it'll be what it'll be, and I'll make those decisions probably about lunchtime on Sunday.
Buddha was saying there's no talk of redemption about what happened last time. But as a player, when you were playing as a team, you may have had maybe the Eagles. Would it be driving within them that something that's not talked about?
No, I don't think so. I don't think at all. I think it's not an issue at all. Your season's what's the most important thing. The opponent is just they're there on the week. You know, and that's what you take notice of, who's the opponent on the week. It's not about the past or what's going on or what hasn't gone on.
We like to get excited when you're back in finals contention by winning last week. Do you guys ride that roller coaster like we do? Or?
Absolutely. Yeah, there's no doubt. I mean, I can't sit here and say any different to that. It's like, you know, well, it's still there. It's possible. I mean, but, you know, as I said last week, the only thing that we can control is our next opponent, and that's why we stay in that part. So we've got to look forward to Sunday afternoon, know the size of the challenge we've got. It's another top eight side that we get a chance to come up against and see how we go.
How thrilled for John Butcher, you personally? It's been a long time since he was in the team. Last time we played, it was like a Mexican wave out there.
Yeah, fans like John, which is good. So we look forward to that. Now, John's worked incredibly hard. He stayed really positive. You know, he's had to work really hard. I mean, Charlie came to the club, so that took away probably an opportunity for him. And, you know, and Schiltzy got back probably just at the wrong time for John. And, you know, now he's got his opportunity through Charlie's misfortune. So I'm sure he'll make the most of it.
What do you look from John Butcher, particularly when there's a fair bit of question mark as to whether he's going to stay on the list?
Yeah, well, I think it's easy for John. He's only got to watch Charlie because we're not talking about kicking lots of goals. We're talking about creating contests and helping our small forwards operate the best they possibly can. And occasionally you get an opportunity to take a mark yourself. So it's more about the work he does for the team than anything else. And that's all we ask of him, bring his effort.
There was a fair few eyebrows that were raised when you kept him on the list. What was your reasoning for wanting him here? And has this moment proved you were right?
Oh, no, nothing. I mean, John deserved to be on the list. You know, his back half of last year was really strong. And, you know, that you don't get 197 centimetre forwards very easily, you know, and luckily enough, as it turns out, you know, with Schiltzy going down in round one, and then obviously we had Charlie there in Westie, but now we've had Charlie go over, so it's probably a little bit fortunate for us that John's sitting there, and he's in really good form. I think that's the key thing about John. John's in really good form.
John, what about his kicking? Is that still a demon for him?
No. I probably can't even sit there and give you too much of a comment on Rooch. He's worked really hard at it. He deserves a bit of luck with it, and, you know, if you watch him play at the sample at the moment, his kicking is at a stage where John, I think, feels a little bit of confidence in it.
You got Butch back, and have you made many other changes?
Yeah, we'll make three. We'll have John, Brad and Jared will come into the side, Pollack, and we'll leave out Amon, Jakey Need and obviously Charlie.
Pollack's got the message, obviously, Ken.
We're about to find out.
Yeah. Have you seen his last couple of weeks and how he's responded to his demotion?
Oh, look, he's been really good. Jared's, you know, been really positive about what he needs to do and what he's trying to do, and he hasn't got it absolutely perfect all the time. He knows that, but he's prepared to work at it. The boys want him in the team. You know, we know he's a significant part when he's in and playing well. But, you know, it's simple. Just come in and play your role and do the things that you need to do and help us win. That's all we're asking of him.
Are you comfortable with Ethan after what he's been through? Is he ready to go full ball?
Well and truly. I was anxious about him playing last week, but he was pushing to play last week. So in the end, we did as we do. We looked after the player welfare.
And Crack just not enough for anything this week?
No, I think that's the key thing, is that Crack played strong back in the sand for last week. He was out for a family issue and not one he could control. So he was unfortunate to go out, but boys played well down back and, you know, they deserve their opportunity again.
GWS is such a skillful side and great when they get going. What's the key to getting the winner? Is it just as simple as the midfield again?
Keep the ball off them. because they are dangerous and they are, you know, they're exciting to watch play when you're not playing against them. But they, you know, they've got some incredible talent there, but they've got some real work about the way they go about it, you know, with Mumford and the ruck and Ward. They're led really well in that area, I reckon. So, you know, they're a significant challenge, as they have been for the whole competition all year, and who knows where they'll go this year.
What did you say last time? It's a long time ago. Do you hope it sticks in the mind of your midfielders that they do have to actually answer for what happened last time?
No, not really. I think they just need to play the way that they've played for a long part of this season. Our midfield's been, you know, I think, incredibly brave the way they've gone about it. I think, you know, with Jacko trying his heart out in the ruck, and but the ruck hit-outs going against you as badly as they do. As I said, I think our midfield have learned a lot this season. You know, and they get an opportunity to see, you know, how it goes up against a really top-end midfield this week.
How impressed have you been with Jacko? Obviously, he had to come into that position. But how impressed did you think he'd stand up as strong as he has?
Well, I wasn't sure about his ruck work, and I'm still not sure because he doesn't get too many taps. So, but the rest of it, I knew he was going to be competitive. I knew he was going to be, you know, an aggressive player in the middle, and, you know, we see that the best rucks are the ones who are really aggressive. He's slightly undersized, but he makes up for that for what he does when it hits the ground. So, you know, he's got a real challenge this week.
Is one of the big improvements sort of in recent weeks being able to halt momentum, and if so, where's that come from, do you think? Is it just leadership out in the field?
Yeah, I think our leadership's copped their share over the season, but they're standing up at the right time and they're doing what they need to. I think defensively we've always stood up, though. If you look over our numbers over a period of time, you know, there's a couple of rounds this year where we were really poor. But outside that, we've stood up pretty well defensively, and, you know, game's pretty hard to defend when you're always on the back foot.
On defence, have you been advised as what the deliberate rush behind is for your defence?
Be careful. That's what I'd say. It's you know, look, last week was an interesting one. I think everyone acknowledges and the explanation we got. We've seen the explanation. You know, it would make you just a little bit wary, and our defenders would be no different. They'll be careful of what they're doing.
Do you like that method of umpiring, that it should be about keeping the ball alive, keeping the game hot, rather than seeking some cheap ways to get a set play?
Yep, except when it's in our back line. No, I do, Rich. I reckon the rule change has been pretty positive, and I like the deliberate out of bounds, you know, and little bits of it. Let's be honest. Occasionally there's one or two that are not quite right. But overall I think the rules are good rules for the game. Keep the game alive, keep it full of energy, and keep everyone else nervous that's playing it.
Is there something you have to tell your players about playing Sunday twilight football, where you hang off tonight, it's resolved with Collingwood North, and the whole weekend drags on before you can actually get your own result?
Yeah, well, it's interesting because tonight's result means nothing to us. Absolutely nothing, you know. And people say, "Oh, you can't say that." I say that because our performance on Sunday, it's what we continue to do. And if we continue to do what we need to do this week, we'll give ourselves a chance to play again next week. And that's what we've got to look at it like, not worry about what's out of our control.
How much pressure does that put on yourself and the team, knowing that this could be it this weekend?
It's been like that for 3 or 4 weeks, I reckon. But nah, it's AFL football's pressure. Every week. It doesn't matter whether you're, you know, I'm sure the sides who are below us are feeling pressure every game, and the sides above us are feeling pressure. That's just what the industry we're in. It's full of pressure, but we enjoy that. That's why we do it.
Robbie Gray, 150 this week. Do you make much of that as a milestone, or is it more for the 100, 200
top? Oh, no, we congratulate Rob. It's been pretty significant when you consider the knee injury he's come back from and the footy he's played. You know, I doubt that there's been a more consistent player in the competition since Robbie's been back from his knee. He set a really high standard. We look forward to the highlights tape because there'll be some special stuff in it. But, you know, Rob will be like anyone that's in a milestone game. All they'll be worried about is playing well and helping the team win.
Any further updates on Charlie? Is his swelling gone down a little bit?
No, not really. We'll actually get a bit more knowledge probably over the probably next 4 or 5 days. I reckon we'll get an indication as to how he's going, because the moon boot and stuff will disappear, and see how he load bears a bit, and that will be significant. But it's not, I don't think it's going to turn into a long-term injury, but, you know, if I say 2 weeks, it'll end up being 4 or something, so I'd better off to sit on the fence and say, we'll let you know as soon as we know.
What about Logie and White? How are they progressing and pushing?
Yeah, look, one game back. We would love to have another game this week. We don't. We have a bye. We have to deal with that. But both boys are, you know, they're not far away from being able to return to AFL football. White will be, you know, an emergency this week. So we ummed and ahed a little bit with him, because he's got that running top-end speed and endurance that we like.
Ken, you might have already gone over this, but the result last time against GWS was pretty bad for you guys. What do you think changed since then? How have you improved?
The result was terrible. We owned that and said it was one of the two worst performances that we've had. But we just go about our business as we have from that time on and whole season, and we've looked to improve every game. And you know, I think we've showed at times that we've been able to get some things right, and other times we've still got a lot of work to do. So because of our results, you just got to continue to work hard. Really good, I hope. I'm not sure though, Rich, because you don't get to play in the forecasted conditions that often. You just don't know. It does really bring it back to a close contest. It brings it back to a 50-50 game for both sides, whether the punters are saying one's favourite and one's not. In those conditions, it's a little bit of luck. You know, ball slides through the back, slips through. If we get those conditions, remember the forecast. You know, there's been some games this year the forecast has been pretty bad, but by the time the games come around, it's actually cleared up. So we'll wait and see.
Dogs going around Friday?
No, dogs. Dogs having a spell, ready to go. It's like Tommy's tips, not going any good.
Thanks, Ben. Good luck.
See you.
Thanks all.